Yeah, so for those who do not know me, my name is Enrico. I originally come from Bloemfontein, was born in Stellenbosch. After 6 months, I came to Bloemfontein, so never saw what Stellenbosch was like, never saw what the Cape was really like. But then I had the privilege after matric to actually go to the Cape, be in Wellington for 4 years, attending a Bible school. And just allowing the Lord to strengthen me, use me, and do whatever he needed to do. It's so cool this morning. I've got some friends there at the back. I've known them since I was about 5 years old. And it's a privilege to see how I never thought this would be a reality for me, preaching and having old friends just listening and being there with me. It's just such a privilege. And so before I start getting into my message, I want us to just quickly close our eyes. I really feel there's something that the Lord wants to do in us just before I start. And so I want you to imagine that right here, right now, no one is sitting next to you. And just take a moment to say, Jesus, I accept you. Jesus, thank you that you're here. And just for a moment, allow the Holy Spirit to just to come and fill you. And if you don't know the Holy Spirit, I pray and trust that right now, he will come and touch you. Come touch you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Right. So what a privilege it is for me to speak in front of you guys this morning. Like Aaron said, it's my birthday today, and it's just, I think probably the best birthday gift that I could receive is being able to teach on this day. And so the message that I have for us this morning, I forgot something. My fiance asked me pretty please that I need to call her in. She wants to listen to how I preach. So if you can forgive me for a moment. I think she's on. Yeah, she's on. All right. And so the title of my message this morning is a very interesting title because it is the DEP lifestyle. And so you're all wondering, what the heck is DEP? We'll get to that now. All right. And so, but first I want to start with a little bit of a story so that you can get to know what I've done and why I've come to the place of this is the preach that I want to do this morning. Because I really feel it's something from the Lord. And so when I was 2 years ago, I was in one of the congregations in Josh Jen called Sunningdale. And there was this guy, Lucas. He's leading the Sunningdale AM congregation at the moment. And he saw me and he's like, man, he wants to invest into me. And he started speaking to me about surfing. And I was like, all right, I've wondered about surfing. I've wondered, how does surfing look? Can I do it? Can I not do it? And he started introducing me to surfing. I got blessed with a wetsuit. Every time we went surfing, he borrowed the board to me. And so I could just enjoy surfing with my own wetsuit. Don't have to worry about someone else that did a number one in the wetsuit to keep himself warm. Because in Blouberg, the water is very cold. The one day we went into 8 degrees water, and it was not fun. When you stand up on your board, it feels like you just want to fall off again because nothing works. And so he introduced me to surfing, and the more I started surfing with him, the better I got in it. And it started getting fun, even more fun. I wanted to say funner, but I don't think that's a word. And what was amazing of this, the first probably 2 weeks that I started surfing, Lucas took me out to Malkbos, and we went surfing there, and for some odd reason, that day, the waves were huge, probably 3 times my size, maybe 4 times my size, and I was like, what are we doing here? I can't surf this. Like, this is so out of my league. Like, I can't do this. But I went in with him, suffered all the way to the back, but it was so fun. Like, I enjoyed it, struggling to get in, because I knew at the end there was something great waiting for me. And I went in, surfed, never got up on the board, maybe twice got up on the board. One time there was this massive wave and I'm like, okay, cool, I'm going to get it. Start paddling. And I get onto the board and as I look in front of me, it's just a 4 meter drop. And I'm like, all right, bye. And I just bail. And the board comes with me, everything comes with me. And I'm literally in the water and I'm thinking to myself, Lord, today I'm going to be with you. Because it just felt like the wave is just pressing me down. And I come up again and all of a sudden I'm like, oh shucks, here's the next one. And the next one, same size, just pummels me into the water. And I'm struggling to get out. But it was so fun, believe it or not. Like, even though it was difficult getting up, even though it was difficult just to get out of the water and back onto the board, I had so much fun. Because what it started doing, it started creeping in, not as a bad thing, but a good thing. And a desire for surfing started rising in my heart. And I was so thankful for that. And so there's a scripture in 1 Thessalonians 2 verse 17 to 18. And it says, but since we were torn away from you, brothers, for a short time in prison, not in heart, but we endeavored the more eagerly and with great desire to see you face to face, because we wanted to come to you, I, Paul, again and again, but Satan hindered us. And so a lot of times in our lives, Satan is hindering us. The Bible speaks about these prowling around like a roaring lion, seeking who to devour and to destroy. He wants to come kill us. But it's so beautiful how Paul says in this piece, and he's like, and with great desire to see you face to face. And he's speaking to the people of God, and he's saying, man, I'm longing to see you, and I so badly want to see you that there's such a great desire in my heart to just be with you face to face. And my question for us is, do we feel the same way that Paul did about the people of God? Do we feel the same way that he felt towards God? Because God desires to see us face to face. But do you desire it? Do I desire it? Do I desire to see God face to face, knowing, Jesus, when I start my day, if I don't see you face to face, I can't continue with this day. Like, is that our desire? If our desire is to desire God first, to see God first, face to face, other desires come and start coming to life. And one of the desires is to be in his presence. This morning we were worshiping and I was like, man, God, it's so amazing to desire you. It's so amazing to desire your presence, because when I'm in your presence, there is fullness of joy. And when I'm in your presence, there's such a great wonder of, Lord, I need nothing else. Nothing else really matters at the moment, because the desire that I have for you and your presence is so worth it. And the third part of this is, do we desire to be with God's people? When I have a choice to, when I was still unsaved and I haven't given my life to the Lord, I was drinking, smoking, hanging out with girls, doing stupid things. But now I have this desire to not do that. I have a desire to be with Jesus. I've got this desire in my heart of like, man, I don't want to go drink and smoke and go out and do stupid things. I have this desire in my heart of saying, Jesus, I have to choose right now. I go drinking with my friends and going to a time of prayer, going to a time of worship. Man, I'd rather go and worship. I'd rather go and have some prayer with friends and family. And so is that your desire this morning? And so it's so cool. This wasn't going to be part of my preach, but this morning I got blessed with a chocolate for my birthday and I was like, man, this could make a great preach. And I'm telling you why, is the fact that when I'm standing here, and you're going to have to excuse me now, some of you might start getting a desire for this, but when I stand here, start opening it up, in your mind and in your heart, you know, like, ooh, that would be delicious right now. Like a piece of chocolate would be absolutely delicious right now. and you start wanting it even more and more and more. So if there's anyone who likes learned a touch of sea salt, quickly raise your hand. Gayfly, come here. There you go, bro. And so there's a desire to want something. There's a desire to see, this is what I want. I know what's standing in front of me, and I want that. But is that your desire? Is your desire to see Jesus face to face? Is your desire to be in the presence of the Holy Spirit? And is your desire to be around God's people? And so the next scripture I want to be with, or to read for us, is Matthew 16, 13 to 17. And it says, "Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, 'Who do people say the Son of Man is?' And they said, 'Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets.' He said to them, 'But who do you say that I am?' Simon Peter replied, 'You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.' And Jesus answered him, 'Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.'" And so a lot of times we desire the flesh and we get excited about the things of the flesh, drinking, smoking, whatever it is that you know your desire is, love of money, whatever it might be, there's always a desire towards something. There's always an excitement towards something. And I believe when Jesus asked this, it wasn't a trick question. You were sincere of like, who do you say I am? And who do you say that Jesus is this morning? And Simon answered and he said, "You are the Son, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And I believe when Jesus asked him that, he didn't go, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." No, he went like, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." He was excited about when Jesus asked him, "Who do you say that I am?" He was excited to say, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And my question to us this morning is, are we excited to see God? Are we excited to be in His presence? Are we excited to be around His people? When you think about God, when you think about His people, do you get excited? Do you like, "Oh, I'm going to church tomorrow"? Or you're like, "Oh, I'm going to church tomorrow. Fun. Very exciting." No, it's like, "Man, I'm going to church tomorrow. Are you joining me? Are you coming with me? Because I want to share my excitement with you. I want to show you that it is exciting to praise Jesus together. It's exciting to praise Jesus when you're alone in your room and no one can see you. It's in those moments when excitement, desire start creeping up in your belly and you're like, 'Lord, set a fire.'" And do you have that fire within you this morning? Do you know every time when you wake up, there's this fire, this excitement of Jesus, "I want you right now. Not now, not maybe tonight or maybe tomorrow." It's like, "No, Jesus, I want you now." And so is there excitement to see Jesus? Is there excitement to be in His presence? When you start feeling the Holy Spirit giving you shivers, start, you don't know what your body's doing, random things you don't think is possible. I've never done a flag in my whole life. And all of a sudden, I'm like, "Lord, why am I so excited to pick up a flag?" And I was confused. But I was like, "Man, it's because Jesus is inside me. And He wants me to be excited about Him. He wants me to be excited about what He wants to give me." And are you excited about being with His people? Because if you're not, ask yourself, "Jesus, do I have a desire for you? Because if you don't have a desire for Jesus, your excitement will never be there. Every time you think about Jesus, it's going to be like, oh, yeah, Jesus is good to me. I know a lot of people like that. Every time I start speaking about Jesus, they're like, oh, you know, I believe in God. I believe that God is the Son of Man. And then my question in my head, I don't always ask it to them because a lot of people get so upset when you ask them, but do you truly believe that you have a relationship with Him? Do you truly believe that there's an excitement in your heart when you speak about Jesus? Because every time I speak about Jesus, I'm like, you can ask some of these guys. It's not like, oh, Jesus is good. He's faithful. It's like, man, Jesus has been so good. Like, this year has been hectic, but man, Jesus has been so, so good. Because it excites me being in the presence of God. It excites me being with the people of God. And it excites me knowing that right now, this morning, when I spent time with Him, I can see Him face to face. Not because I want to, but also because He wants to. He wants to see us face to face. And so when there's the excitement in our heart, passion starts coming out. And we get passionate about Jesus. We get passionate about what He's done, what He's busy doing, and what He's going to do in the future. There's this excitement, this desire, this passion creeping in and saying, Lord, I want more. I want more of You. Not because of the people around me. Yes, that is a benefit. But because I want You. And so my question for us again is, are you passionate about Jesus? Because when you're passionate about Jesus, there's a passion for His people. There's a passion to be with His people. Every time you think, like, man, I've got the opportunity to serve His people. I've got an opportunity to be around His people and enjoy church this morning. Are you passionate about Jesus? Because when you're passionate about Jesus, every time someone looks at you, they're like, what's wrong with you? Why are you so excited? It's just church. No, it's not just church. It's something so much more. It's something so much greater than you can ever imagine. But you don't get passionate about church because you don't know the One who gave you life. But when you accept the One who gives you life, desire, excitement, and passion builds up in our hearts. And every time I hear that song, set a fire in my heart, set a fire in my soul, like there's just this fire rising up and like, man, Lord, I don't know what I'm feeling, but this is amazing. And so are you passionate about His church? Because if you are passionate about His church, you give yourself to the church. You give yourself to everything that God is asking you to give. Sometimes you need to lead worship. And it's scary. Because if you make a mistake, it's like you on stage, everyone's looking at you. Ne, Albert? When you're preaching, when you're leading, everyone's looking at you to see where's God going. It's daunting. But it's exciting. It's passion that comes out. And you're like, man, I want to do this. Not because I want to impress someone else, but because I love Jesus. Because I want Jesus to be everything in my life. Not just a little bit. And so when I'm passionate about His church, I want to serve. I want to be here at 7 and serve the church. I want to be here at 7 and start practicing worship. I want to be here at 8:15 for the prayer meeting. And I want to sit in the seat. And when they say worship, you're like, holding on to your seat, like, come, just say worship, just say worship. And you want to go. As soon as they say worship, you're like, I'm here, Lord. Let's be with You. And is that the passion that's within your heart? Because, man, if you've got passion for Jesus, people's going to ask you, what's wrong with you? It's like, no, what's wrong with you? Why aren't you passionate? Why don't you have this excitement in your heart? And the final point of this is, are you passionate about Him? First and foremost of everything. When you're passionate about Him, when you wake up in the morning, you get this desire, you get this excitement, and you're like, Lord, where are you? Because I want to see you face to face, not just for my benefit, but for the benefit for the people around me as well. Because when I'm passionate about him, I see someone who doesn't know Jesus, and I go up to him and I say, do you know Jesus? Do you know the one who created you? Do you know the one who brings life, who gives life? Because when we're passionate about Jesus, we need to contain ourselves sometimes of like, okay, don't run up to someone and just start sharing, hey, do you know Jesus? Well, no. Like you go up, slowly approach, in your heart you're like bursting with fire. You're like, I just want to speak right now. I don't know how to, but I'm just going to speak. And you get to that person, you start sharing. Hey, how are you? What do you do for a life? And when that conversation builds, you're like, man, I actually didn't want to come up just ask you how you're doing. I wanted to ask you, do you know Jesus? Is he the Lord and Savior of your life? Do you follow him passionately about in every way that you can? Or do you just say that I'm a Christian? Because being a Christian and being a passionate follower of Jesus is two different things. Because saying that you're a Christian and living like someone in the world is not being a Christian. The word Christian actually means little Christ. Are you a little Christ when you walk on this earth? Are you so passionate about Jesus and you're like, man, that person doesn't know Jesus. That person doesn't know Jesus. Let me go see. Let me find out. If they say they're a passionate follower of Jesus, you're like, praise God, let's go to that person because I don't know that person is saved. I don't know if that person follows Jesus. And now it's like, Enrique, you've said all these things. I need to be excited. I need to desire God. I need to be passionate about God. How the heck do I do this? Like, I don't know. And I know it's not you do A, B, C. It's you sometimes do A, sometimes you do Z, sometimes you do D. It's like not a perfectly alphabetical order from A to Z. It's like sometimes it's A, sometimes it's H. Sometimes you like, it's not even a, what you call it, a letter, it's a number. And you're like, what am I doing? But it's easy to desire God. He gave us scripture. He's saying, read my scripture, read my truth, read my word. Look for me, find me. Because he says in his word, if you look for me, if you search for me, you will find me. Because before you desire him, he desires you. Before you want to give yourself to him, he's given himself to you by dying on the cross and saying, I lay my life down so that you can have a full life until the day you die. So do you desire to see him in everything you do? Because when you read scripture, you start seeing Jesus. You start seeing the truth of who he is. You start getting excited about, man, I want to go to a prayer meeting. Man, I want to start the prayer meeting. Man, I want to start worship. I can't even play a chord, but I want to start worship. Like if that's you, that's a good place to be in. Because Jesus desires to be with us. I'm trusting that this morning, after this message, that you will have a desire to be with him, to have a desire to be in his presence, to have a desire to be with his people. And sometimes it's not easy reading scripture. Sometimes it's not easy waking up early to pray. Sometimes it's not easy to go to an evening when you're super tired and you're like, man, we've got a worship evening, but I'm so tired. And then you get there and you're like, man, I'm not tired. I'm filled with Jesus. Let's go. And you're the last one to leave. Like, last one to rock up, but last one to leave. Because when you got there, there's such a passion. There's such an excitement in your heart. And you're like, Lord, I desire to see you this evening. And And so in this holiday time, it's going to be difficult to desire Jesus because there's beach, there's ocean. For some of you are going to the ocean. For some of you are staying in Bloemfontein, you've got a lot of time. No, I'm just kidding. But there's a lot of things happening in our lives. But man, when we desire to be with Jesus first thing, your day just changes around. And I want to ask each and every one of us, just for a moment, just think about, man, do I have this desire for Jesus? Do I have a desire to meet with him? Do I have a desire to read his scripture? Or when I see the Bible, I just, tomorrow, I'll read tomorrow. Tomorrow comes, I'll read tomorrow. Next moment you see it's been a month. Next moment you've seen it's been a year. And you haven't touched your Bible because there's no desire in your heart for the one who gave you life. I was going to ask us to just close our eyes quickly. I want to ask if there's anyone this morning, knowing you're sitting here, man, I've never given my life to Jesus. I've never surrendered my life of saying, Jesus, I want to start desiring you. And you feel like, man, there's this desire in my heart creeping up, like I want to follow Jesus. I want to give him everything. Just like the waves that pushed me down, it's going to be difficult. Jesus never said it's going to be an easy lifestyle to follow him. It actually says the opposite, that it's going to be difficult. It's going to be challenging. And so if you're sitting here and you've never given your life to Jesus, you say, Lord, today I feel like you're speaking, and I want to surrender my life. Would you mind just raising your hands for me quickly, just so I can see if there's anyone like that? And if you're sitting here, and you're like, man, Jesus, I'm following you, but I'm not so passionate about you. I'm not so excited when I see people. I'm not so excited when I hear you are in the room. I'm not so excited and passionate about that. Can I ask that if you believe that your passion, your excitement has run out, and you want to stir that excitement, that desire, that passion again, can I ask that you will stand with me and just say, Lord, I want to be passionate about you again. Lord, I want to desire you again. Because when I walk around, I want to just speak Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know in your heart, Lord, I need to be more passionate. I want to be more passionate. Just stand with me, because I know I want to. I want to be more passionate about Jesus. I want to be more excited when I hear the name of Jesus. I say, Lord, you be Lord of my life. So Father, I pray and I trust that this morning as we stand, Lord, as we just worship you again, just for a moment. May we be passionate about you. May we get this desire and excitement in our hearts, saying, Jesus, I choose you. I want to pray and I want to thank each and every one that's standing, Lord. And may you grant them that desire that's within their hearts of saying, Lord, I want more of you. I want to be passionate again. I want to desire you again because this holiday is going to be long and I'm scared I might miss you. Lord, I pray right now, will you come and fill each and every one of us? Everyone that's standing, everyone that's sitting, may you stir within our hearts again this morning of saying, Jesus, we are excited about you, Lord. We are passionate about you, Jesus. And every time I see someone who does not know you, I want to go to them and say, do you know Jesus? Lord, I pray that this morning you will fill us. with excitement. In Jesus' name, we thank you.